Yeah, sure. I'm Coleman Garrison, the Director of Government Affairs for the National Association of Conservation Districts.
I'd just like to get your take on the conservation part of this farm bill.
Yeah, absolutely. The farm bill text was released about 10 o'clock last night, so we've been busy trying to look through it. It's a long bill, and you have the report language, too, so there's a lot to look at, and we're still kind of going through that, but some of the information that we've heard from the committees and some of the first read through the text is probably the biggest priority for us was making sure that the conservation title maintained funding from the 2014 farm bill levels. And that has occurred in this farm bill, and we are really pleased to see that occur, that Congress will make the investment in conservation programs over at USDA that we think are needed. This wasn't a guarantee. As you may recall, the House bill cut about $800 million from the conservation title in their version. The Senate bill did leave the conservation title funding intact, so we were definitely pushing to see funding, overall funding, revert to the Senate farm bill, and thankfully that did occur, and we're really appreciative of Congress doing that, and one of the biggest wins probably for us in the conservation title.
Yes, and it seems the CSP has survived as a standalone program, but
it
funding
did.
Is going to be cut from that. So what's your opinion of all of that?
Yeah, it did. The House did merge CSP into EQIP, and certainly the conservation district's opinion was that we see the benefit of a producer being able to apply for both types of programs. They have different purposes, and they have kind of different contracts, the way that they're structured. So be able to provide that flexibility for producers was important to us, that producers would still be able to apply for both types of programs. The Congressional Budget Office hasn't come out with their score yet for the bill, so all we have to kind of go off is the funding levels that are mentioned in the bill, and those aren't always a really accurate picture of how much the bill will spend. So we're still waiting to see what the Congressional Budget Office comes out for EQIP and CS spending. But we are getting the feeling that the conservation stewardship program was reduced over the life of the farm bill. We're still just trying to figure out how much that took place. So that's still a little bit to be determined. However, as I mentioned earlier, because the entire title stayed the same, how that pie is divided is always one of the harder questions in passing the conservation title of the farm bill. And we are pleased to see that the easement program, ASEP, received an increase in funding. The watershed programs received funding, which wasn't always a guarantee. And EQIP did receive a slight funding increase over the life of this farm bill as well. So if those programs were to receive an increase, something had to be cut from somewhere, and it appears that the Conservation Stewardship Program is where that took place. But like I said, still uncertain exactly how dramatic that cut looks, and we're looking forward to the CBO score coming out.
CRP acreage has been expanded in the new farm bill. What's the upshot of that?
Absolutely. That was another priority for the conservation district, is allowing more acreage for the Conservation Reserve Program. But because that was a program that we kind of knew ahead of time, there'd be a lot of demand for increasing it, our desire was to do so in a budget-neutral manner. Don't take funding away from other programs to fund a CRP acreage increase. And that they have done that in a budget-neutral manner. Again, still waiting to see the CBO score, but that is what we are being told. And that 3 million acres will allow for more acreage across the country, potentially general signups, but also the really targeted benefits that the continuous conservation program provides. And there is a 8+ million acreage floor that must be going into the continuous program to really address some of those water quality issues along buffers and streams and that nature. So we're really pleased to see that acreage increase being included in the final Farm Bill agreement.
There are some increases, there are some decreases and cutbacks. What is your biggest concern about this farm bill?
Certainly, no farm bill will ever be perfect. We're not going to get everything we want. Other organizations aren't going to get everything they want. But we kind of try to look at it holistically. And I think one of the potential concerns we're looking for, there's a few programs that we would have potentially liked to not see included. The RCPP program, which was a new program in the 2014 Farm Bill, the Senate bill included a grant program where the funds could be given directly to organizations to implement the conservation. And we had some concerns with that program. The Senate bill included a 30% of total RCPP funds going towards this grant program. and it was limited in the final bill to 15 total projects, which, while we would prefer to go through the current conservation delivery system that districts are involved in alongside NRCS to deliver the RCPP program, this is a much smaller, really more of a true pilot program. So while it will be interesting to see how that type of delivery structure works, but we're appreciative that it wasn't quite as large as initially put in the Senate bill.
So even though you're not getting everything you want, there are some increases in some areas, would this be getting the NACD seal of approval?
We're still reviewing the bill, and we are a membership organization, so we have some planned conference calls where we'll be discussing this with our members on the ground. That's really where we get our insight into how these programs work, and one of the benefits we think NACD provides is we do have that local insight and what does this actually mean on the ground. So when we have a chance to discuss these issues with our folks, we'll hopefully be putting out something here pretty soon.